So then one comes into the awareness that all reality and experience of reality is radically subjective. So that subjectivity in the 500s then demarcates love, and from 500 to 540, the capacity to love increases very powerfully. At 540, it changes now to unconditional love. So 500 is loving, but it also still has some conditionalness to it. At 540, love becomes unconditional. Well, what's the practical importance of that? The practical importance of that is, let's say alcoholism was hopeless throughout all of man's history, and nobody ever recovered from it except a few people in history who had fallen into some religious beliefs. And it was when Bill Wilson went into a transformative spiritual experience himself and discovered the basic spiritual reality out of which the 12-step programs have arisen. So we discovered that AA, for instance, calibrates at 540. So the great 12-step movement that has transformed a good part of America and works silently in the background, even though people are not aware of it, the 12 steps of which have become useful in treating all kinds of human problems, from weight problem to suicide to depression to alcohol, drugs, and violence, and many other human problems, require an energy field at 540 to cure them. You can't cure them in the 400s. Science can't cure addictions, and love itself can't cure them, because your mother can love you, your wife can love you, your kids can love you, and you still drink yourself to death. So 500 or 520 or 530 won't do it. No, it takes a power. So it's the power of the field, then, that sustains. So we can scientifically validate, then, that an energy field of 540 can bring about the recovery of millions of people from a hopeless and incurable disease. Huh. Historically, very, very interesting. First time it happened. Although it would happen to occasional people throughout history. And it was the psychoanalyst Carl Jung. It was his humility that also accounted for the birth of the phenomena. Because when Roland went to see Carl Jung, and Carl Jung treated him for alcoholism, Roland recovered for a while and then relapsed. He went back to Switzerland and saw Carl Jung again, and Carl Jung, who calibrates at 520, had spiritual awareness, said, "Alas, I cannot help you. Neither my science nor my art can help you." And he told Roland that in history, some people had gone to spiritual programs, and it had been recorded that occasionally here and there throughout history, people had recovered. So Roland went back in a profound state of depression and hopelessness and threw himself into the Oxford groups, which were pretty much the precursor of AA. And it started the whole awareness in our society that powerful spiritual programs and powerful spiritual truth can actually cure physical illness, It's the field that cures it, and that by subscribing to the field and spiritual truth. So humanity, society, discovered experientially and for all to see that which was hopeless, the miraculous, was possible by virtue only of spiritual power. And so, intuitively, people began to get that is power, which is different than force, because force, you can say, if you don't stop drinking, we'll put you in jail. And I've treated, 10,000 alcoholic people, et cetera, over my lifetime. You can put them in jail over and over again, take their car away, take their driver's license away, their wife leaves them, their family leaves them, they get fired from the job. And all of that, which is all the exercise of force, has absolutely no effect whatsoever. No effect whatsoever. And then the person will go into a field at 540. Everybody says, "Hey, wow, man, I'm glad you're here." Give him a hug, and suddenly the guy feels a shot of something different. And from that moment on, many a person has recovered. So that's a vivid clinical demonstration of the energy field which we describe at 540. Huh? Other things have appeared since then of sort of widespread experience, because I'm looking for verification through human experience. The Course in Miracles appeared out of nowhere, and The Course in Miracles calibrates at 600. So then began the demonstration of an even greater phenomena, that people could recover not only from addictions, but from other grave illnesses by virtue of following spiritual pathways. And the Course in Miracles grew pretty much like AA. Groups formed spontaneously. There's nobody in charge. It doesn't own any buildings. So the spread of spiritual truth then has given a large percent of the population in the country demonstration of the experience of what spiritual truth is and what it can do and what it looks like when a person lives it, that it can cure incurable illnesses. And in the Course of Miracles, we've seen people, of course, who have recovered from every illness known to mankind. However, it doesn't mean you're going to negate whatever karma you may have to face in this lifetime. You may transcend it or you may not. So we can translate karma into whatever the person would like to experience it as. The mechanistic person will say, well, it's your genes and your chromosomes. And you say, okay, that's fine. And actually, the genes and the chromosomes are the effect of your karma. They're not the cause of it. You know, they're the consequence. So when you get beyond causality, you see that everything is manifesting and becoming that which it is as a result of the field. So as a result of the field, you've automatically chosen these particular genes and chromosomes to express whatever tendency or propensity you've come into this lifetime with. That sounds somewhat theoretical to the average Westerner. To the average Easterner, you know, karma is a given and everybody lives their life according to it, and it's one of the profound truths of everyday life. And the Western world seems to be somewhat oblivious of it.